Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday, we've been looking at, in actual fact, for the week prior, we've been looking at the principle of faith. And one of the most basic and vital things about the principle of faith is Romans 4:17, where God calls things that are not as though they were. So we've been looking into that, calling things that are not as though they were. Too often we call things that are as though they are. We say, I'm sick, or I'm broke. Well, that is. And when you call things that are as though they are, you solidify them, and now it's even harder to get rid of that. But when you call things that are not as though they were, so when you don't have healing and you've sickness in your body, what's not? Healing's not. So you call things that are not as though they were by saying, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I am healed. In the midst of sickness attacking your body, I am healed. Now you're calling things that are not as though they were. That's the way He got Abraham to do it. God created creation by doing that. He looked out. He didn't say, oh, it's dark. He saw it was dark, but He spoke what He wanted. He said, light be, and light came. We are created in the same image of God, and words are creative, and so we create things in our own lives by speaking and agreeing with God's word. And we've got to call ourselves what God calls us, not what the doctor, not what the scientist, not what the whoever it is calls us, but what God says we are, who God says we are, and what we have. So we call things that are not as though they were. And now when you pray anything, we started looking at when you pray anything according to God's will, He hears us. We also saw when you pray, believe that you receive the things you pray for, you shall have them. That's Mark 11:24, and it's also 1 John 5:14-15. So we're going to pick it up right now and see exactly where it is that God has taken us and where He's taken us, because this gives you tools for your life, for your loved ones, for your family, for your friends, for your community. Let's pick it up right now and see what God is showing us.
He says, so when you pray for whatsoever things you desire, believe that those things that you desire, when you pray, you shall have them. Now, there's a condition to the word desire. There is a condition. Watch in 1 John 5:14. This is a confidence that we have in Him, in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know we have the petitions we wanted of Him, we desired of Him. So my request for whatever God's got has to be in line with His word. So when I know the word of God, I know the will of God. So when I'm praying for something that's written in here, it's God's will for my life. So now healing is obviously the will of God for my life. Prosperity is the will of God for my life. Controlling my own life is the will of God for my life. Come on. The fruits of the Spirit are what God wants for my life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's all the will of God for my life. I can pray that all day and God will answer it every single time. Every single time. You with me? You're a Word of Faith church. I know you got it. All right, now watch here. So He says, this is the confidence that we have in Him. So now I get confidence if I ask anything according to His will. I don't have confidence if it's not according to His will. If you don't know, well, I'm not sure. Does God want me to have it? Get into the Word. Well, now it might be the job. I don't know if God wants me to buy this house or this car or this job, because there's no specific Pastor Gerard, buy yourself whatever, you know, that car, Honda Accord. If God told me to get a car, it would be a Honda Accord. So we could all be in one accord. And then the presence of God would come, right? Hardy ha ha. And if it was a motorcycle, it would be a Triumph, because David came forth in his triumph. All right, a little bit of humor goes a long way, right? Okay, so now this is a confidence that we, all of us, no exclusions. You're not excluded from this. You're a child of God. This is the confidence that you can have, that if you ask anything, anything according to his will. If it's in his will, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has heard that request. And if you ask it in faith and believe, he said, when you pray, believe, you receive it and you're going to have it. If you ask in faith and believe and you start calling things that are not as though they were, now you're saying, I'm healed when sickness is all over your body. You say, I'm prosperous when there's no money, honey. You're saying, I'm at peace when you can't sleep at night. I am at peace. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. You're calling things that are not as though the will, and it's according to his will. God says, okay, done deal. Your requisition has been sent to heaven, has been signed by God, supply it. Amen. I was a buyer for De Beers Industrial Diamonds in South Africa, and everybody, we had 700 and something people there, 40 different sections. Every time someone wanted something, they had to come with a requisition form to me, and it had to be signed by their boss, and then I had to approve it as well. That I knew what they wanted. But it had to be signed by someone. I got the requisition in. I would then go ahead and order it. But some people would come to me sometimes and say, hey, I need to get a bunch of these tools. I say, go get a requisition. I can't do anything without it. Same with God. You have to ask according to his will. And in faith, that's the requisition that goes into the kingdom of heaven. He says, my eyes are upon the righteous. My ears are open unto their cry. I'm telling you, God hears it, he sees it, and he delivers it. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the word desire, watch here, the word desire out of the Strong's New Testament is number 154. It means to ask, to request, to desire, to petition, and to demand. Do I demand anything from God? No, I don't. Amen. I ask him, I petition him, but I demand the enemy let go of the gifts and the callings and all the things that God has made available to me. I demand, I bind you, you spirit of infirmity, get out of my life. I will not put up with the situation in my life. I'm demanding action as an authoritative figure of God Almighty himself. He gave me the authority. He gave me the dominion. He gave me the mandate. He said, go and take care of all the stuff on the earth. And so we have the authority to stand on our own two feet. Stop waiting for God. He's given us the authority. He gave us a mandate. He said, all authority when he was resurrected, all authority has been given to me. When he was resurrected, all authority has been given to me. In heaven, above heaven, and everywhere on the earth, all that authority has been given to me. Now you go in that authority and cast out demons and pray in tongues and heal the sick and all those wonderful things that's in his will. That's the will of God. Heal the sick. If a poison gets in you, it won't harm you. If a snake bites you, it ain't going to kill you. Cast out devils. Lay hands on sick people. Pray in other tongues. That's his will. The word of God is the will of God. His last will and testament. Right? So the word of God is the will of God. So if I ask anything that's in that will, listen, when someone dies that you know, and they leave to my family, I'm leaving my 5 cats. Don't put my name there. I'm leaving my Bentley, my Maserati, and my Rolls Royce. I'll take that. But and if they name who's getting what. Do they not name who's getting what? And if you come in there and say, hey, I want that Rolls Royce, and he's promised it to Pastor Dave, you don't stand a chance. You're not getting the Rolls Royce. It's not in his will. But if it's in his will, you can go to court. Unfortunately, so many people do. You can go to court and claim what rightfully belongs to you. Say what? The courts of heaven. Yeah, you got courts in heaven, the Supreme Court. We think the Supreme Court is here in America, in D.C. It ain't. It's in heaven. The actual Supreme Court is in heaven. And pray, listen, please keep praying, because they're going into the vote one of these days. I heard it's only going to come out by June next year. I thought, you're kidding me. How long does it take to make a decision? There's so much red tape and who knows what's going on. And they're looking to see whether they're going with life or not. And we need them to choose life. We need to be praying for our Supreme Court. We need to be praying for our president. We need to be praying for our vice president. We need to pray for these people, because God didn't say gripe about them. He said, pray for those who are in authority over you. Pray for those who are in authority over you. And I'm telling you, nations have changed by people praying for dictatorships where they've changed. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. You want to tell me Daniel wasn't praying? The three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, weren't praying. They were praying. And look what happened. Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm going to bring you something really exciting next week. Now, the word desire means, okay, those things, request, desire, ask, petition, and demand. Strong's number 2192, for the word have, you shall have those things. In both those scriptures, they were both in there, have and desire, means to have, to hold, to possess. When you pray, believe that you have to hold and you possess. You've got to believe that you possess it before you get it. You see, that's calling things that are not as though they were. And then the things that are not will be. Amen. We take it to ourselves. We've got the authority from God. And he's told us, listen, salvation. If God wanted everyone in the world saved, why didn't he just get them all saved? Because mankind has got freedom to choose. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish. The Bible says he does not want that one person would perish and go to hell. He doesn't want one, but he hasn't forced anyone to be saved.
That's right.
He doesn't want one person to be sick, but he has not forced anybody to be healed. What does that mean? It means I've got to take the authority that's given to me, go with the will of God, the word of God, and I've got to pray according to his will. And when I pray for healing, I know it's his will. I'm telling you. And you stand on that word of God, by the stripes on your back, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. I was healed. I were healed. I is healed. It's a done deal. Thank you, Lord. It's a legal right of mine. I have got it. It's mine. Even when you're lying in there with the tubes in your body. That's the way God brings change. God didn't look out and say, "Woo, it's dark." Did he? He used words to create. He had creative power. You've got creative power. He looked out. Remember, made in his image and likeness. He looked out. He saw the darkness. He didn't say, "It's too dark." He just said, "Light be." He called what he wanted. And it became. Amen. He didn't say it's dark, because if it did, it would still be dark. And you've got to stop saying, I'm broke. I can't do it. I'm a fool, idiot, Noodlehagen, whatever you want to call yourself. Call yourself what God calls you, a child of God, and you're a royal priesthood.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.